The doors of the Alamo Dome opened at 4:30 p.m., and by 8 that evening, nearly every single seat was taken. Many fans waiting nearly 5 hours to see the silver and black show off the team's 5 golden Larry O'Brien trophies. Overhead, replays of Game 5 and the Spurs River Parade played on large video screens as fans entered the arena. Fans like Carmen Cortelejo, Johnny Utuarte, and Renedy Flores say they came to pay their respects and bask in the championship.
I think because of last year that they didn't take it, I think that it was well deserved this year, and I think that's what makes it more emotional.
It's great, man. It was a tough loss last year, man. It's great to get back at it, man. Bring that championship back home.
All of the whole San Antonio, north side, east side, west side, no matter what side you're from, we're all coming together celebrating our Spurs. You know, the victory of our Spurs, you know, go Spurs, woo!
The ceremony hosted by former Spurs Sean Elliott included all 15 members of the team expressing their gratitude and a heartfelt thank you from Coach Popovich.
Thank you all for being here. We know it's a wonderful night for the whole city, for all of you, for all of us. But we want to thank you mostly for being the greatest fans in the NBA. You've supported us really well. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
Asked to describe working with his team and fellow members of the Big Three, Ginobili and Parker, Senator Tim Duncan says that he started with some of the greats, referring to David Robinson, Elliott, and Avery Johnson in his early career.
And I learned from there, and then I get to spend the next 15 years of my career growing up with these two, really finding myself as a player, as a person, growing up as an individual, and watching them grow.
The Spurs will now get a long-deserved rest after a grueling season. What's next for the team in terms of next year's roster is uncertain, but what is certain is the team has its eyes on number 6. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.